shit.
If you haven't checked out The Boys on Amazon Prime, check that out. Season 1's pretty cool. Starts out with Huey basically walking down the street with his girlfriend, and she blows up in front of his face, like within the first 5 minutes. And it's a superhero by the name of A-Train, and he just like, I gotta go. Takes off running, and kind of brings you into The Boys. And it's a Amazon Prime original show about superheroes, that if superheroes were real, how they would be real assholes and celebrity types. So it's interesting. You got the Seven and the Honest trailer clip that I'm going to play here later. Breaks it down, but the Seven's basically Justice League. You got Homelander, who is a combination of Captain America meets Superman, if that guy was a villain. And then you got the Wonder Woman character. You basically got the seven essentials that you need for Justice League. And then you got Huey, who is found by a guy named Billy Butcher, who comes in and tells him, "I know that they killed your girlfriend, Mike. And I know it's super. And I know that she was standing on the sidewalk." Billy Butcher's like this apparent badass that no one likes. But he's got deep ties to the CIA or some shit. And his whole thing is that he's after Homelander. Spoiler alert. Yeah, whatever. He's after Homelander because Homelander raped his wife. And then you got the Deep, who basically on the new chick on the block's first day, he showed her his dick and was like, "This is what you gotta do to be in." And apparently she was in. And it cuts to her throwing up in the bathroom. And, you know, that's how that went. And then she ends up Me Too-ing him. And they move him to, like, fucking Iowa or somewhere. Somewhere where there's no ocean. He's the Aquaman of the group. He's got gills on his stomach. I just started season 2. So, I'll carry on with that one later on. But, you know, throughout the season, he tries to save a dolphin. And whenever he tries to save the dolphin, he ends up slamming on the brakes and the dolphin goes flying through, I think through the windshield or something. He tried to save a lobster and that lobster ended up dying. Just pretty funny. Pretty funny written stuff. And it's an interesting superhero show. And then you got Huey snuck into the lab. He tried to get the... He tried to bug A-Train and Translucent, the invisible guy. He saw it all go down because this guy just walks around naked and invisible everywhere. And they can't figure out how to kill him because his skin's like diamond, I guess. And then they end up going to find some French guy. And they can't figure out how to kill him. He says that he's invincible. He calls him some dumb fucks. Eventually, they shove a stick of dynamite up his ass. And he ends up escaping out of the thing. And he tells Huey, like, "You ain't got it. And you ain't gonna kill me." And as he's walking out, Huey thinks of his girlfriend who blew up in front of him, and he pulls the detonator, and blows up translucent, and then they have to hide the body. And the whole time, Starlight, the one who went deep on the deep, she, her and Huey somehow met on a bench or some shit, and then they're chit-chatting away, and she's in the superhero group that's looking for the killer of one of their people or whatever the fuck. And then throughout the season, the deep rolls in with a box, and he's like, "A porpoise found this in the middle of the ocean." And it's a box with, I guess, Translucent's body in it. Or something of Translucent. I don't remember what it was. And a note to Homelander. And basically, it's a whole thing where they're trying to infiltrate them and trick each other. And then Homelander's obsessed with like his mother figure, and he's getting milk straight from the source. It's kind of weird. So yeah, check out The Boys season one on Netflix. Season or not Netflix, my bad. Check out The Boys on Amazon Prime. It's cool. I'm on season two right now. Just thought I would break that down.
Amazon Studios invites you to enter the most brutal, harsh, unforgiving world since Amazon's warehouses in The Boys. See what the DC Universe would look like if Zack Snyder never had to take a studio note.
My grandchildren got incinerated. Lamplighter had burnt them alive so thoroughly, there weren't even teeth left.
Where Superman is a stone-cold psychopath. Wonder Woman is a jaded alcoholic. The Flash is a junkie who's lost his edge. Aquaman is a sexual predator. Martian Manhunter is a creepy perv. Batman is pretty much the same. And they all work for a company with the outward-facing cheerful polish of Disney, but the internal money-hungry killer instinct of also Disney. Sequel after sequel after sequel. Step into the adorable shoes of Huey. He's a pansy who comes from a long, proud line of pansies.
You don't have to fight. You never have. Neither do I.
Who's cultivated the power to back out of literally everything?
I don't want to go to a second location with you.
I don't think I can do this anymore. I need to go home. No. No. No, I can't.
Cover him!
No, I can't do this. No. I can't do this. I can't do this. Let me out.
But Huey will go full Batman when they kill off his Robin. And join The Boys, a vigilante group dedicated to keeping superheroes in line. And by in line, we mean dead. Featuring this extremely French guy.
Hey, mommy, s'il vous plaît. You don't stir. You fold. Now that's what makes them spongy.
This extremely into his girlfriend guy.
Because if you watch that episode of Downton Abbey, then I'm gonna be one behind and we're not gonna be able to binge watch together. You know I'd much rather be at home rubbing on them toes. Baby, I just. Oh, you're right. You're right.
This extremely MacGuffin girl. And this cockney a-hole, who everyone is extremely unhappy to see.
Congrats on your promotion, sir.
What are you doing here?
I thought we agreed that you were never going to come out here.
Means you brought that 40,000, Yomi? I mean, why else would you show your face around here?
Oh, hell no. The f do you want?
You're like the f***ing mold on my laundry room tiles. You scrape it off, it comes right back.
Make.
Now, come to think of it, no one's happy to see each other on the show. I guess friendship just isn't edgy enough.
Get the game away until this frog gets coming.
Speaking of edge, prepare for a show that feels like it was written by these two.
He sneaks up on the deep, then boom, bursts
so
down.
Makes a shark bite Translucent's gob.
That isn't content with just showing how superheroes would use their powers for evil, but gives them humanizing backstories in a cheap ploy for sympathy. Like how this disgraced white-collar criminal has a kid.
Remember your old man?
Or how this sexual deviant has a kid.
Spends most of his free time with his son.
He's got a son?
Or how this mass murderer has a kid.
I'm your father.
Or how this mass murdering corporate officer. You get the point. I hear season 2 has a literal Nazi join the team. But don't worry, I'm sure she wants to have kids someday. But in the darkness, there is Starlight, the newest hero in town, with the power to cut down the VFX budget by blinding the entire screen. Watch her follow the girl in her first semester of college hero's journey.
Show us your...
And grow from unbelievably wide-eyed and naive to woke AF agnostic renegade in the span of 2 months.
I'm done pretending.
Only to find that her activism can be co-opted, repackaged, and sold by the very forces she was fighting against.
Watch her stand up and fight back for all of us, Citizen Starlight, coming this fall.
This is why capitalism remains undefeated, y'all. So enjoy season 1 of a show that's able to address everything from corporate greed to the Me Too movement, with everything from laser babies...
That was diabolical!
...to finger-blasting a gill hole.
In
a series that reveals the unsettling truth of our superhero-obsessed culture. We're not suspending disbelief when we watch our heroes soar. We're suspending disbelief that they wouldn't burn us all to the ground.
Wait up! I got a laser in me! One of you!
Save Martha? Starring New Zealand Jack Sparrow.
Sammy.
Louis C.K.
What?
Let's go to the couch, have a nice warm pizza roll, and wait for this all to blow over. The IT Cowed. American Psycho. Twilight Sparkle. Adventures in Super Babysitting. O.J. Sprinson. The AA Team. The Seventh Sense. And Mantis for season 2.
Time for a few more?
I don't think it's Morgan Freeman up there or anything, but
by ourselves.
Wait, he's Mother's Milk? That's gotta be a mistake, right? Shouldn't she be Mother's Milk? There, fixed it for you. The year 2020.
Hey, just when you think this can't get any more horrible.
Nah, don't worry. Get a little more horrible.
And Exposition News, live whenever it's convenient.
Allowing superheroes into national defense?
If more people were armed, maybe I wouldn't have to save the day every time.
A-Train versus Shockwave, the race of the century.
Starlight shocking the Christian community.
Social media is still buzzing about her controversial speech.
I believe that our encounter was consensual.
What I want to know, who's that dude that stuck his in her face? She should have in the... Okay.
All super cops are the second season of your prestige TV show, You Call Giancarlo Esposito. Want to watch more stuff like The Boys?
Dumbass is dumber. Dumber. Dumbass.